Biologists report fall Chinook are now showing upstream in the Upper Klamath Basin for the first time in a century, with verified movement past Keno and into the Williamson system following last year's Klamath Dam removals. Local agencies marked new milestones on Friday. ODOT's trip check shows typical early season variability across the Cascade Passes. Willamette Pass Resort's feed late Sunday had temps in the low 30s with wind. Travelers should continue to watch pass updates and advisories. Chiloquin to Chemult. No major new public safety bulletins since Friday afternoon surfaced from state or county feeds. We'll keep monitoring county alerts and trip check for any closures or incidents along 97 and 58. In Klamath County and Eastern Oregon, fire agencies previously ended formal fire season last week. Attention now shifts to winter travel and potential short-duration snow over the higher Cascade corridors, noted earlier this week by the Weather Service. Oregon statewide. Large demonstrations in Portland drew big weekend crowds downtown and outside the ICE facility. Police reported arrests and intermittent traffic impacts. In sports, high school. Latest posted result for Chiloquin football shows a win October 10th over Camas Valley, 60-28. Recent volleyball postings show a home loss to Cross Point Christian. No newer weekend scores were posted by deadline. In college play, Oregon rebounded on Saturday, beating Rutgers 56-10 in New Jersey. Oregon State beat Lafayette 45-13 in Corvallis to snap its skid. In the pros, the Timbers closed the regular season with a 4-0 loss to San Diego FC. They'll host a wildcard match Wednesday. The Thorns clinched an NWSL playoff spot Sunday with a 2-0 win at Angel City. Olivia Moultrie scored both.